Hello, and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important processes in biology, photosynthesis. Whether you're revising for your OCR GCSE exam or just want to understand how plants make their own food, this episode is for you. Photosynthesis is absolutely fundamental to life on Earth. It's how plants convert light energy into chemical energy stored in glucose. But here's what makes it exam gold. OCR loves testing this topic through practical investigations, graph analysis, and those tricky limiting factor questions. So stick with me for the next 10 minutes and I'll give you everything you need to ace this topic. We'll cover the core concepts, break down the equation you must memorize, explore limiting factors in detail, and then I'll share the exam tips that will help you pick up every available mark. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the basics. Photosynthesis is an endothermic reaction. That means it requires energy input from the environment. Specifically, it needs light energy, which is absorbed by chlorophyll in the chloroplasts. This is crucial to understand because examiners will ask you to explain why photosynthesis can't happen in the dark. Now, the equation. You absolutely must memorize this for your exam. It's 6 carbon dioxide plus 6 water produces 1 glucose plus 6 oxygen. In symbols, that's 6 CO2 plus 6 H2O produces C6H12O6 plus 6O2. Make sure you write those subscripts clearly in the exam. Examiners are looking for precision here. Let's talk about where this happens. Photosynthesis occurs mainly in the leaves, specifically in the palisade mesophyll cells. These cells are packed with chloroplasts, which contain the chlorophyll pigment. The leaf structure is beautifully adapted for this process. You've got the waxy cuticle on top to reduce water loss, stomata on the bottom to allow gas exchange, and air spaces in the spongy mesophyll to let carbon dioxide diffuse to the cells. Water arrives via the xylem, and the glucose produced is transported away in the phloem. Now, here's something students often get wrong. Plants respire all the time, not just at night. During the day, photosynthesis happens faster than respiration, so there's a net production of oxygen. At night, only respiration occurs, so plants take in oxygen and release carbon dioxide. Don't say plants only respire at night. That's an instant mark loss. Let's move on to limiting factors. This is where OCR really tests your understanding. A limiting factor is something that prevents the rate of photosynthesis from increasing, even if you change other conditions. The three main limiting factors are light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. For light intensity, as you increase the light, the rate of photosynthesis increases linearly at first, but then it plateaus. Why? Because something else becomes limiting, usually carbon dioxide concentration or temperature. This is a classic graph question. Examiners want you to identify the limiting factor at different points on the graph. Carbon dioxide concentration works similarly. Increase carbon dioxide and the rate goes up until you hit a plateau. Again, lighter temperature becomes the limiting factor. Temperature is the tricky one. As temperature increases, the rate of photosynthesis increases because enzymes and molecules have more kinetic energy, leading to more frequent successful collisions. But there's an optimum temperature, usually around 25 to 30 degrees Celsius. Beyond that, the rate drops sharply. Why? Because the enzymes involved in photosynthesis denature. Their active sites change shape and they can no longer catalyze the reaction. Never say enzymes are killed, they denature. That's the precise term examiners want. One more thing on limiting factors. OCR loves testing the inverse square law. If you double the distance between a light source and a plant, the light intensity doesn't have, it quarters. The formula is, intensity is proportional to 1 over distance squared. In practical questions, you might need to calculate this, so make sure you're comfortable with it. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. First, when you're asked to calculate the rate of photosynthesis from time data, always use the formula. Rate equals 1 over time, or sometimes 1,000 over time if you want a bigger number. Never just quote the time as the rate. That's a zero. In practical questions, always mention control variables. If you're investigating light intensity, you must control temperature. How? Use a water bath or a heat shield, or specify using an LED bulb which doesn't produce much heat. Examiners are looking for this level of detail. For longer answer questions, especially those worth 6 marks, structure your answer carefully. Identify the factor, describe the trend you see in the data or graph, and then explain the mechanism. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, as temperature increases, the rate of photosynthesis increases because enzymes and substrate molecules have more kinetic energy, leading to more frequent successful collisions. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse photosynthesis and respiration. They're opposite processes. Don't say plants only photosynthesize during the day. They do, but they also respire continuously. And don't assume a linear relationship between distance and light intensity. Remember the inverse square law. Let's test your knowledge with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the word equation for photosynthesis? Answer. Carbon dioxide plus water produces glucose plus oxygen. Question 2. Name the three main limiting factors of photosynthesis. Answer. Light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. Question 3. Why does the rate of photosynthesis decrease at high temperatures? Answer. Because enzymes denature. Their active sites change shape and can no longer catalyze the reaction. Question 4. If you double the distance from a light source, what happens to light intensity? Answer. It quarters because light intensity is inversely proportional to the square of the distance. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essentials of photosynthesis for your OCR GCSE biology exam. Remember the equation, understand the limiting factors and how they interact, and always apply precise scientific terminology. Enzymes denature, they don't die. Plants respire continuously, not just at night. And when you're calculating rates, use 1/time. Photosynthesis is a high-yield topic. It appears in multiple question styles: short answer, calculations, practicals, and extended response. Master this, and you're setting yourself up for success. Thanks for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused, and remember, understanding the why behind the what is what gets you those top marks. Good luck with your exams, and I'll see you next time.